It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
It's good to meet Coach Knighton and Coach Foley, and I will continue, much like I say San Diego and Oakland, when I say Matt instead of Ed Foley. That is a swear jar moment Elijah Herbal can fine me for.
No, we're not going to fine you for it. We're just going to pass it off as a running gag. No, this is
Are
not,
you going to get a drop that goes Lottie freaking da every time I say it?
Oh, that'd be good.
Right?
We're just van down by the river. I don't have a good impression.
Or Lottie freaking da. Well, here is Coach Pot Roast. We'll hear the story of the nickname Pot Roast. But first, Coach Knighton asked about what he knew about Nebraska before he got to Nebraska. And Nebraska fans will love this answer, but he's a guy that knows his college football history.
So my first time coming to Nebraska was a year ago. My fiance's birthday, we came out here for a concert, and it was really cold in February. You know, we were like, well, at least we can say we've been in Nebraska. And then now I'm back here again. But growing up, you know, Nebraska was always a school I admired. All the great players that have been here, obviously all the national championships in the 90s. You know, I tell kids all the time that don't know, you know, when I was growing up, Nebraska was the Alabama, the Georgia, you know, and that's what we're trying to get it back to. And that's where it deserves to be. You know, it's one of the, you know, it's one of the schools that when you get that offer is something that, you know, your eyes should light up, you know what I mean, just like the other schools. So Coach Rule has a good foundation set as far as like how we're going to go about things on a day-by-day basis. But, you know, we have the right guys here and they're ready to attack it. So, you know, as long as they match, you know, Coach Rule's intensity and our intensity as coaches and exceed those expectations, we'll be fine.
Right now, Nebraska is that classic brand that moms and dads and grandparents still wow over. And kids right now could take or leave, not in all instances, but it's about, all right, what kind of a relationship can I connect with Coach Rule and my position coaches to get me interested? There's always going to be big advantages for Nebraska from a brand standpoint. They're not that far removed. Kids still that are going into college remember Ndamukong Suh or Randy Gregory. Brilliant, by the way, to get Randy Gregory back and get social media cranked up, because who does Nebraska have that's kind of a quasi-star in the league? Nebraska's got a lot of guys in the league right now, right? Suh's kind of a periphery guy. You haven't seen a lot of Juergens. Stoll does a great job on the line. DiCaprio's with Kansas City. Cam Taylor-Britt, just a rookie, but did really well. Then there's Zach Taylor. But right now, who's the guy that you see on Thursday night, Sunday night, or Monday night football that is kind of a wow guy, and it's Randy Gregory when he's healthy? Well, that's who you got to kind of showcase right now. They did that this weekend. More on talent when we talk expectations. And this is Coach Pot Roast on what the talent is like that he's inheriting, that they're inheriting in Nebraska.
Honestly, you know, when Coach Rue said he was taking the job and he offered me a D-line job, I had no idea what we were going into roster-wise. And just meeting the guys and watching a lot of tape, you know, we're not that far off. And, you know, you kind of wonder because you just look at the record and you kind of make a judgment based on the record. But, you know, losing a lot of close games, you know, for me, you know, I feel like that's culture. That's culture in the locker room amongst the players. And, you know, that's a direct image of, you know, the leadership. Because, you know, in the fourth quarter, when the game is tight, you want the players to say, hey, we're not losing this game. You want that to come from the players. So, you know, it's just developing that mindset during the offseason, attacking everything each day, and, you know, making Saturdays the easy day of the week. So we're gonna attack it this offseason. The guys are kind of anxious right now because this will be the first time they're around the coaches and, you know, working with us next week. So I'm looking forward to that and, you know, seeing what we have as far as a, you know, a toughness standpoint and a competitive standpoint.
The nickname Pot Roast came when he ordered a pot roast on a cross-country flight from Seattle back to Jacksonville. He does not like seafood. It was seafood Alfredo or pot roast on the airline. He ordered the pot roast.
It's a great choice.
And somebody,
I ordered too.
The team comedian said, your name's Pot Roast now. And it stuck, and he tried to shed it in Denver. It didn't get shed in Denver.
It actually got a lot bigger in Denver.
And it got well known. So that's the story of Pot Roast. Let's talk about Coach Foley.
I'm Ed Foley. How you guys doing? Ed Foley, special teams.
So
he's, I don't know why that's so funny.
But it's so great. I mean, his personality is incredible.
I mean, just how funny it is to be the type of guy that goes in and introduces yourself at a press conference that everyone's there to see you. Like, that's just.
And he's kind of already legendary from Twitter and nacho cheese hot dogs and hitting every cafe in town. Nebraska fans, and rightfully so, love that. I mean, he's embracing it. But this is Coach Foley a little bit here. I think we have time for it because it's longer comments from Coach Foley because he's a talker. But let's go with Foley Lunch and the Nebraska tour because that's the first thing he was asked about.
I'm still working on lunch. We got a couple leftover Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the fridge, though. I might have one of those. It's my job. Honestly, like, that's the way we've recruited. You know, Coach Rule, you know, and I have recruited, and all the staff has recruited, which is, you know, here's four identified players, okay, and you go see those four players, and then what do you do the rest of the day? So my day starts at a certain time and ends at a certain time. And I'd like to fill in that whole day with seeing and meeting as many people within that time frame as we can. And, you know, I don't miss many meals. So we're trying to get a little local lunch. And then, you know, but I like to get a local flavor because I think the local flavor for the food gives you some talking points with some of the coaches and something you can talk about beyond just like, you know, hey, you know, how's this guy and how tall is he and how fast is he? You say, hey, where can I get lunch today? So, you know, working that into the day, making a day out of that area to me is, you know, what we do. And it makes it more fun, but I think it's part of the whole process of figuring out the area, the coaches, the players and all that.
So pretty telling there. Let's use our time wisely and make some relationships. More from Foley here if we have time on what he's learned about Nebraska.
This state has an amazing passion. And each, like, understand, you guys understand my background. I'm from New Jersey, right? So I've recruited for Temple. And just in recruiting New Jersey, now I've recruited New Jersey and, you know, I recruited Europe and New York City and Philadelphia. So that kind of Northeast area. So I'm recruiting New Jersey for Temple. It's a pro town. So there's not a true identity for football there. And really in the Northeast, it's kind of a dynamic. But here, every town is Nebraska football. Every person's, I mean, I didn't run into anybody that wasn't Nebraska football. Like, it's just driven for Nebraska football. So that part of it was a little eye-opening to me. In my family went to Boston College. I had my father played quarterback at Boston College. My little brother played quarterback at Boston College. So I have a little bit of a, you know, a familiarity with what they do, but it's nothing like this. So the reception has been amazing, just going town to town, whether it's where you eat or who you talk to, or when, you know, when you wear the N around town or into the schools, people know you're there. Like, I'm not really used to having that happen. Again, I've been a little bit limited in terms of where I've recruited and who I've recruited for, but that's been fantastic. It's it really says a lot about what's going on here.
So that's pretty heartfelt and sincere from a Jersey guy, wearing that N, being recognized, and just the passion that is a reality. We'll wind down on Monday. Hail Varsity continues. We're presented by Currency.